So I was laying flat on my bed, ass naked, bare.
Ass no, naked. Like it was ass, not. Ass. Like no boxers.
I had some chocolate coming out, bro.
Well, my fingers did go in his ass. Right. So what do you think?
All right, let's catch. Oh, shit. Oh, let me start over. All right. So Garrett walked in the room. I was laying flat on my bed, sleeping. And he decides to put his fingers up my ass. And I was like, I was mad, bro. How far did he go?
So you put both fingers in.
Technically, there's four
fingers in his ass.
I went to the restroom. Holy and there was shit. Blood in my ass. I couldn't
no!
swear.
No!
He smelled his fingers.
There was blood in your
down,
ass?
Bro. I couldn't swear. He
Wait,
did.
What?
I made your ass bleed? He smelled your his fingers?
What?
I made his ass bleed?
I went to the restroom and I was checking down there and I was bleeding a little bit.
What I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I ripped someone's asshole open.
Nah, I'm capping, bro. Oh. It did hurt, though, and I was pissed.
You know what negativity my boy's been bringing lately? We got a ticket in L.A., and ever since then, this fool's been tripping. Mowgli's been tripping.
Been further than that.
You got a ticket in LA?
Okay, it's been worse when? Than that because no, he got banned on TikTok.
I keep getting banned on
and
TikTok.
Every day he's just being negative, bro. Mad like
How'd
all the time.
How'd you get banned on TikTok?
Like, just doing random shit.
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, you know that scary movie scene whenever like he's having sex and like when he comes. It goes all the way to like the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, there's a TikTok that I made of like one of my coworkers. He's like screaming, and he's hitting 50K. And as he's screaming, I like morph it into the scene. So the guy's like screaming and like losing his skin is like becoming loose. So.
That's what they banned you for?
Yeah. I understand it's sexual.
Damn.
For all they know, that was just like. Pudding flying at the ceiling.
What the fuck?
They don't know.
And you got a ticket in LA?
Alright, so I got a ticket in LA. Let me tell you, when I said I wanted to go walking.
You wanted to go on a
from
nice
the hotel
15-minute walk.
You yeah, wanted to go on a it's nice 15 minutes. It's Hollywood.
But
it's Hollywood. But there's lights. There's so much random people doing dances, snakes, bullshit, stars, all this shit.
I kind of was in a rush. I was like, oh, let's just drive.
And that rush like, all right. cost me $65.
So we drove. And when we drove, we parked in a spot that we thought was okay. But
no,
it wasn't okay.
Okay.
And then Mowgli got a ticket. And then he blamed me. He's like, see what you did, you fucker. Nah, you fucking
I didn't
bitch.
Say all that
Fuck
shit.
You. I was hey, like, damn, bro. Chill. It's just
That's
a ticket.
Like cap.
I was like,
yeah,
Mowgli.
That was cap.
I was like, Mowgli, I'll pay for it. Don't worry.
Yeah,
he was like, he was cussing me, bro. Nobody was there, bro. I was the only one there.
Hey, bro, I didn't cuss.
Hey, I'm telling you guys. I was there.
I put down my skate life. I didn't cuss. And I recently risked my skate life.
You did cuss because you said, fucking damn it.
No, but not at you. Not at you.
Jeremy, how about into the mic?
Yeah, and
you still cussed though.
I didn't cuss at Jeremy. Jeremy made it seem like I cussed at him. I was like, I was upset that out of every car, my car got a ticket.
And I offered to pay, and he wouldn't let me. He was still mad. I'll pay for it.
Are you still down to pay?
I'll pay if you want me to.
Okay. Thursday, I expect $65.
But you denied me, so I won't now.
Oh, look at that. Anyways. It's just been kind of rough lately with TikTok blocking me, you know. It's like a wholesome app where you can post like things to make other people happy.
They'll be posting hella shit on there.
But when they block you, it's just mad because like I can't even talk to nobody.
Brand deals right there.
I can't even reach out to anyone to like say what did I do wrong.
Yeah.
They're just like nah.
Like Jeremy, bro. Jeremy going in the fridge. Let me just adjust that situation real quick. Jeremy, what's up with you coming in the house and going straight to
what's
the
What's up with you owing me $50 and not paying
bro,
me?
Bro, we ain't talking about that negative energy. Bro.
You don't want to bring that up, though.
We ain't talking about that negative energy right now, bro. Tomorrow. Didn't we say tomorrow?
Homie's manifesting.
The homie doesn't know. The homie doesn't know how to take a
I'll
date.
I'll make sure I take the 50 out for you.
Bet.
Tomorrow.
Bet.
Homie's
now
manifesting.
You'll get it the next day.
Oh, saying some random shit every day.
I will be honest though, nobody here talks on the phone more than fucking Jeremy and Ray.
That's
bro, Raymond.
Everyone here
me.
Can fucking
this
agree.
Raymond keeps
he's gotta
calling,
be
me.
Calling me all the time, bro.
Like
damn.
No,
bro.
No. That's the complete opposite.
See?
You're the one constantly.
Bet.
Yo, Jeremy,
Bet.
What's up?
I got
See?
Something to say.
See, I'm just like, what do you want?
Every hour?
I'm like, bro, I'm on
of
Netflix.
The day?
Like,
I call Mowgli. He's
like, dude,
he's a busy guy.
These guys literally be at work. FaceTiming each other.
You want to know something?
What?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I literally, we have screenshots from 2019 of a group chat, just five people in the chat, because I had nothing to do, and like I'm trying to make time go by faster when you're at doing security work, which you should apply and do, because literally you do nothing. And you get paid Netflix. To chill, and you get paid. You could do Twitch and be on the job.
What you're doing right now, you get paid.
I told Ray that I'm going to get my license first, then I might do it.
No, you apply, they pay for your license.
I'm talking about my driver's license. Fuck the so that license. Way I can get to fucking back and forth,
bro,
to work.
I reliably. Ubered there.
Uber.
I Ubered.
I rode my bike for a year straight.
He rode his bike for a year. You know the
ice chest place right here?
I Ubered and took a chair.
I would ride my bike all the way here and do 11-hour shifts. Hang out in the ice chest place on the dirt doing nothing.
I would just take a small little chair with me and take the Uber.
Lily.
I said it. Thank
what?
You.
Have you ever triple texted in your life?
The way I see triple texting is like this. Like,
I don't
like,
care.
Like, I love you. Baby, you're my queen. Baby, please come. I love you, baby. Please.
I never that's, went that far.
Is that true? Yeah. She's laughing over there.
That's fine. Like, I love you. Come back. You come back.
Bro, you know what I did?
Look, she's laughing.
I was talking about this.
Why you got embarrassed?
I was talking about this. Baby, you're my queen. So when we got in a breakup a while back,
you guys broke up.
When we broke up a while back, she blocked me on everything.
Oh, I know.
So I resorted to emailing her. So I
emailed.
You
could message me. Email. Phone, and then I blocked his number. Then he'll message me on Instagram. I'll block his Instagram.
I was trying to get attention, bro.
Blocked his Snapchat. Blocked his Messenger.
Imagine.
One thing I forgot was to block his email.
I went to my iCloud. I messaged her. And then the last resort I did was Gmail. I was like, fuck it, I'm emailing her. So I emailed her, bro.
Imagine going out to a girl like, hey, can I get your email? Like,
I found the email of what he said that day.
Oh,
says,
shit.
Lily, text me when you're ready to talk. You don't have to keep blocking me. Good night.
That was it. I emailed her, bro.
What the fuck?
We barely opened it. Bro, because she wouldn't give me an explanation of why everything went down. So I was so consistent in getting my answer. I was like, I want my answer. I was
He even started texting my parents.
You're annoying.
And I got home because they picked me up, and in the car, they were telling me all this shit that he was saying. They specifically told me that I was talking to 20 different guys on Snapchat, sending them pictures.
Damn.
Right,
when
they
he
cap.
Would go
they
on my Snapchat, I'd let him delete every single person that he did not like, out of respect.
They capped a little bit.
A little bit.
I didn't say 20 other guys. But
20
no,
people?
Bro. All right. The way I see it is, I felt like I was getting played, so I was like, I'm not gonna let you play me like this. Like, if I just let it slide, no, I gotta get my in. You know. Nowadays, change my mindset, change my life. That's the way I'm thinking now. But about a couple months ago though, I wasn't thinking like that. A couple months I was like, I'm revenge. I'm getting my shit.
That video.
I'm getting my shit back, bro. So
I said that. I'll send you that later.
Okay. I've like done more than triple text. I've like had three more texts to the triple text. You know, like don't be that man. Bro. Don't be that guy.
Bro. So you were that guy?
I am that guy.
Let me tell you, I've written long things before, like essays. Like, you can't type no more type of shit.
Five-page essays every day.
Like, I'll do one whole one. I don't know how long I'll be typing, because I'm a writer, bro. I'm a writer.
And y'all worried about triple text?
So I could write. So I write a whole ass shit, send it, and then I have to do a whole nother one just to finish that text.
See, everybody's capping. Then, everybody says don't triple text when people
be
over
here
writing
stories. Like an essay to someone.
But I'm a writer. I could keep going. So
you capping, my boy.
No, I swear, bro.
To who?
Her. To Garrett. I think Garrett would know. My exes, I used to write big-ass paragraphs.
Oh, so it's when you're trying to, like, I don't know, like. Jesus.
Fucking Jeremy, bro. Bro, you're the one that put those there, bro.
Hold up.
Jeremy, you put those there, bro.
Hold up.
You tripping over there.
I'll read it. I'm sorry, let me try again. Look, all I really want to do is put my fingers going down your waist, making you nervous and excited at the same time, while you begin to get moist, and in your mind you want me to hurry up, but in reality you really enjoy that I'm going really slow, and the experience is just causing fireworks in your brain. Next thing you know, you feel my hands open your legs, and you feel my tongue make contact where it seems to to be moist, causing you to create a waterfall and push my face even further within until you explode. Then you grab me and put me inside, leading to an unforgettable energy exchange.
Dude, that got my panties dropping. What the fuck?
You a god.
What the fuck?
Hold up, hold up.
You said that.
Mowgli.
You said that just
Mowgli.
A thing, bro.
My now boy. Drink.
Damn, bro. My boy.
Damn. His face.
Mine's were more sorrow. Like, I'm sorry, baby. Take me back. Your shit was like, no, I want you in.
Damn, bro, where'd you get this at?
Okay.
What kind of porno did you be reading?
So, I'm just busy. I, like, don't really try.
One word answers and shit?
Yeah, like, I really don't try. And then I was like, all right, let me give you, like, a good 3 minutes. 3 minutes. What can I do with 3 minutes? And I literally just, first thing that I thought, and I immediately wrote that, and I was like, all right, cool. That was
sheesh.
It.
Sheesh. She liked it.
You ain't got no...
She liked it, bro. I'm telling you.
It wasn't no negativity.
So, Mowgli, let me get this straight. She says that you're boring and everything, and then you come out with the panty dropper.
Yeah.
That's it?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what people like hearing, but I had to.
That's what that was.
If did anything happen after that, my jaws would be down.
For real, dude? Bro, like absolutely.
Lily, take notes. Ghost to send you that?
Lily, take notes.
Well, I couldn't put it.
I thought I was doing good. Guess I need to step my game up a little bit.
You better start texting me.
Oh, shit. I tell you every day on FaceTime. What you mean?
I thought Jeremy was saying, he's like, hey, babe, I'm trying to smash cheeks. He was telling him to move to Bakersfield. He's like, move to Bakersfield.
What the?
Bro, this fool. Oh, I'd be messing around, bro. That was like some chicken Korea or some shit.
Nah.
I was like, I put like, come to Bakersfield. And then I was like, I put like, you know, the fingers pointing at each other.
Yeah, no, he put the
nerves. I was like, I don't know what I said. I put some dumb
bro,
shit.
He be trying to get him to come through.
Hey, did you get her to come to Bakersfield?
No, I didn't expect her to even answer. I don't know what she said.
She said she was down to have a family with you.
Yeah,
remember?
That's true.
Oh, shit.
Jeremy, my boy Jeremy, going to get married and everything.
Philippines. Shit. To an Oriental family.
I got
to
get time.
Because, hey, if you were knocking on my door, the first time I heard a knock, and if I was beating my meat, I'd be like, all right, don't come in.
I wouldn't go in there, bro. I'd be like, I just walk away. I won't go in there. I'll walk away, bro. I'm like, all right, bro, you dead? Well, I'll see you in heaven. Call your landlord. Hey, this guy passed away.
Actually,
over here.
I wouldn't be going to heaven.
You're right.
I don't know if I brought this one up on the podcast before. So when I was in high school, I was dating this girl, and we went to church with her and her family. And basically, during the service,
you got fucked in the ass.
No, she let me touch her, and I was like, you know, fingering her in the middle of the church service. So me and that girl, we're going to hell.
You did that in God's place?
Yeah, no, in a church.
Yeah, we did. In the Lord's jungle? You crazy, bro. You remind me of Jeremy. Yeah, you could ask for forgiveness. See, I'm sorry for doing the nasty.
I don't know, though, dude. Because, like, what if some stranger came into our house and started fucking?
I wouldn't forgive you. Yeah, bro. Like, as long as you ain't fucking nobody in the house. I mean,
no, if someone came into our house completely random, right, and started fucking, would you forgive them?
Fucking what, though? Just some random people?
Yeah, just fucking someone random. Two random people coming to our house.
Town
and start
be
fucking.
Like, hey, I charge for services right here. I charge for services, $60. If you
so what, are you saying I have to fucking, what's that shit called, tithing or whatever?
I'll let him fuck on the futon. I'm like, go ahead, take the futon.
I mean, at least,
if anyone wants to get over our house and fuck, they can fuck on this futon.
There's been sex on this futon. That's the sex futon, bro. You can have it. I welcome it to anybody. If Jeremy ever wants to bring somebody over.
So, I got a question. This is for everyone here. Except Ray.
I got an answer.
Except Ray. And Lily. Would it, either of you three go back to an ex?
Why are we cut out of that?
No.
Dang.
Because I don't want to put you guys in that.
Well, you're
you guys can ask too.
You know what? He was my ex for a day and a half, so...
But you guys are back together.
But would you? Okay, to everybody then. Hold up. To everybody, would you go back to an ex?
I'm not answering.
Oh, would it?
You wouldn't?
Why not?
No. Okay, it depends. If they say they broke up with me and then they went and had sex with someone else, then I wouldn't. But if but they broke up with me and they didn't.
Okay, so what if it was like a long time ago though?
Oh, then
and, like, people grow. You know, people fucking grow over time. People,
like if I, yeah, if I got with them, like, I just don't like the idea. I just don't like the idea of someone like, oh, like having like, oh, like a fling with somebody. Like, oh, I like this person, so I'm gonna go have sex with them. Then I'm gonna try and come back because I know you'll.
No,
take me
that's
back.
Not what I'm talking about. I'm you talking about you broke up.
Yeah, yeah. If it's,
God damn it, Ray.
That was on you.
That one was on.
If it's been like a long time, then I guess that, like, I'd see it differently.
You had three
I'd be
beers?
Like, all right, that's fine.
What the fuck? But, like,
bro, they're only 3%.
The
chill.
Homie had three beers.
I'd be like, so you really want to hear my answer?
Yeah.
Well, now, at this time, it's gonna be a no because I think it's pretty disappointing that my ex, she moved on with another girl. After me, so
dude,
that's okay. A no for me.
Would I take my ex back? I wouldn't. Or anybody in general that I were to date in the future, just because, like, I think that mentally I've gone through a lot just to get back to the headspace I'm at, and that was very difficult for me, like, to get back to that piece of, like, mind, and, yeah. Like, I love it so much. Like, who I am, I love myself, and it. That was a journey itself to find out, and that required, like, leaving a relationship and growing by myself without that person. So, personally, I think that was really necessary. So, I don't think I could personally go back to an ex at all.
So, I kind of want to add in to mine. So, mine is like a... it's kind of similar to yours. I've gone through a lot this year because of my ex, and I'm like, I feel like I'm happy now. So
yeah,
and,
no, and I met you at the low point.
I know, and I don't want to go through that again. So
no, but that's just my opinion and my experience. I'm 29. You're not 29.
No. Yeah.
So
the reason why I bring this up. So last time we were on the podcast, I was single.
I know.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? I am proud of myself. I patted myself on the back. I went a month being single. I know that doesn't sound like an accomplishment to anybody, but for me, it's an accomplishment, all right? But then out of nowhere, right?
He would usually be in relationships like within. He would be in a relationship before the next week. Before the next week came, he would be in a relationship. So.
Before the next day.
It is sometimes the next day he'd be in a relationship. Like, I'm in love.
I was changing though. Like, you could ask Ray and Lily. Like, during that month I was single, I was like, nah, I ain't gonna date anybody. Like, I'm done fucking around with that
shit.
Hey, remember
he was beating his meat a lot. No,
remember last time? Really. Remember last time you were like, bro, we better hit the club, strip club now. Yeah. Before
I'm yeah, I remember that.
The next day,
dude, he kept bothering me saying, Josh, let's go to the bar. Josh, let's go to the bar, the strip. Yeah, you never fucking went to a bar with me, did you?
No.
Anyways, but so I'm at a family game night with my sister and everything. Actually, so hold up. So when me and her first got together, right, it was freshman year, and it was Valentine's Day. She was with my old buddy, Cody. Anyways, he dumps her 3 days before Valentine's Day because he doesn't want to get her anything. So I told her, I was like, you know what, I'll be your Jeremy. Valentine. Like, so, like being nice and everything.
Oh,
and then, we ended up starting going out then. I remember she got me this fucking, so you know the crush bottles of the soda? She ended up putting, I have a crush. On you. I was like, what the fuck? That's so cheesy. I like
that's
it.
Cheesy.
It was.
That's the day you started getting feelings.
But anyway, so that was 7 years ago. Me and her ended on bad terms, too. Like, we were bad-mouthing each other. She said she threw all 7 of my fucking sweaters away. And I told her she should throw herself away with it. It was bad. It was bad, dude. And then what? Then I saw you again. Right before I got married, I was with Raymond and who was it? I think it was Andrew.
I don't remember.
And we were at Food Max, right? I'm drunk and high off my fucking mind. I see her. I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's not fucking talking to me. I was like, hey, bitch, I'm getting fucking married. Fuck you. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
I
Anyways, but no, yeah, I just find it funny, like, how much someone can fucking change in over 7 years. You know? And, like, me and her, we've been going through a lot of the same shit. Like, me and her, we're both going through a divorce right now. We both lost our father, and we both lost a kid close to our heart within the last 3 years.
Where'd you hear that from?
Wait, what?
He told us people have sex in the back freezer.
I heard it was family bathroom.
Oh, they that do. Fool,
bathroom? I can't do the name.
What's his name? Yeah. The team lead?
The team lead did in the family bathroom?
What the that's fuck? What
I can't reveal names, but yes, sex has occurred in the freezers.
Wait, who?
I heard he had sex in the family bathroom. Wait, hold on.
Out of all places to have sex, why the fuck would you go to the freezer?
They did.
I heard it was in the family bathroom.
Oh, family bathroom?
And then she got knocked up. Straight after.
You didn't know her. It was a skinny white chick.
I can't reveal it.
So, have sex in the family bathroom and have a family.
We were actually tempted to have sex at Walmart's family bathroom.
You should go back the there.
The other day, I was tempted.
Do it.
I made a bet with you. I was like, I triple dog dare you. Let's go.
He
was
10 right, bucks I'm down. If you get it done this week.
She's capping on that.
10 bucks.
10 bucks.
20.
20.
20 and I'll make it happen.
20. Well, they're going to have proof.
I'll make it happen.
Before Sunday.
You're making.
So how are they going
to
have proof?
You're making bets that are not going to be made. You need to chill.
Hey, damn. It's about to be 70 bucks there or now.
Hey, this one we actually get to do. No. We ain't got to wait too long.
50 if you do it in. If you do it in every Walmart in Bakersfield.
No. Oh, I can't do that.
Did you push it? What the
fuck? Yeah, that would be fun. I am not doing that when I
can. There's only like 6 or 7 Walmarts.
Wait, she can't do it. She's on her period.
You can do it.
Oh, have sex at the movie theater.
Just because she's on
her
period,
don't mean
you have sex.
Yo, there's cameras in the
movie theater. I'm not having bloody sex.
Oh, really? Is that what you said last night?
Fucking pussy.
I'm not having... Fuck you, brother.
Is that what you said last month?
A little bit of last iron ain't hurt nobody.
You got your All I know is just send the request for the 20. Like, request it when you do it.
Baby, don't be making bets. Don't be making bets. You see what happened when we last made a bet? Don't be making bets.
This was easy. That one we couldn't have sex.
Well, that's
for
coming
two
out
months.
Of your $20 because I ain't.
I'm going to laugh if they get kicked
right
out of Walmart.
I ain't doing it, so.
But you were tempted the other night to do
I
it.
I was just capping, though. I cap a lot.
I wasn't capping.
I'd be playing around.
Hey, guess what? Sure. That ain't no cap anymore.
I'd be capping
you
a lot.
You say I'm freaky. I'll be freaky.
She's a freaky, bro. She swallows my kids. Just to let
she's
you know,
a cannibal.
No shame, bro. Like. She scares me sometimes. Like sometimes I want to eat plants sometimes.
You got a baby on the way?
What? Is this a podcast reveal?
What the? You're pregnant?
Oh, hell no.
Who's pregnant? Wait, who? Who?
George pregnant.
Garrett or?
That's crazy.
Or Raymond.
Not me.
Wait, what?
I was just
well,
telling
I mean,
her.
We did have a slip-up, so.
I was
just mixed
up right now.
Who knows right now?
On the way here, she's a baby eater.
No one is fucking pregnant.
There we go. That's what I need to
hear. You're going
to
be a dad.
You can't say that shit, though.
What's coming out of PS4?
Because you never
know.
Nothing's you pregnant, Lily?
No, you're pregnant, no. Bro.
But you never know.
I've been pregnant ever since I turned 18.
I believe that.
I know somebody who got pregnant. They were on birth control, and they were told they couldn't have babies.
Hey, I got something.
She got pregnant.
How's the Miracles Six Flag bet going? How's that?
We're not going to have to tell his mama that one.
How's the flicks? How's the Six Flags bet going?
Jeremy don't even believe in that.
You don't believe in that Six Flags bet? Garrett, do you believe in that Six Flags bet? That bet's still going.
He forgot about it.
How's that going? He has nothing to say, bro. He dropped the mic. Garrett dropped the mic, bro.
I already have nothing to say.
What are you guys talking about?
Remember Mowgli and Garrett made a bet?
I don't think he was here.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here. You weren't here. What was the bet, Mowgli?
Skydiving.
The bet was...
Hey, dude, I'll do that shit.
No, it's not between you.
It's not between you.
You weren't here for that one.
Between Mowgli and
he had to skydive.
You scared too, or what?
No.
I'm too fucking fast
to
skydive.
Wait,
right now.
Listen to the story, bro, before you interrupt. Okay. Everybody.
No, so he had to skydive, and then I would go to Six Flags.
But in order for me to skydive, I had to get under 265. But I got to do it before December. What was the side bet that we had? That if
you'd be 199 oh, by next year.
Oh, fuck.
Well, no, you can still make it. Well,
that's the thing, though. I don't want to be that fucking. I don't want to weigh that.
So, technically, I'm chilling.
Yeah, you chilling.
So yeah. I don't want to say it, but
dude, I'm like 155 pounds.
Oh, okay.
He could do it. Anything's possible.
Hey, but I'm just saying, I'm in the lead, and I feel very confident. Guess what?
I still have 2 months.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm in the. I never said I don't believe in you, but I just said I'm in the lead.
Jerry,
what the heck?
Jake and Jerry say we can't. You can and can't do.
Wait, what's so funny?
Bro, what are you going to the fridge for, bro? There's nothing else in there.
The you're
gonna,
you gonna drink ketchup? You take out of there?
You're gonna drink ketchup?
All right, everyone, that is it for the podcast. Hope you enjoyed.
Sign out to next time.
Here, say what you're
going to
say.
That's his ex. Jeremy be capping, bro. All
right, guys, have a good one.
Good night.
Tomo.
Night.
Night. They're not going to be listening to this.
Family.